In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today is Lazarus Saturday, and the church arranged, that is, as we concluded the 40 days of fasting, which yesterday was the last Friday of the Great Lent, which meant the 40 days, the conclusion, and as we prepare ourselves to celebrate the entry of the Lord Jesus Christ into Jerusalem, that's Palm Sunday, and followed by the Holy Week. Then the day in between, the church assigned it as for this great miracle. Not because historically it happened the day before the Lord entered into Jerusalem, definitely it was a time between the two, as we read in the Gospel of St. John, but because of the importance of this miracle for the disciples and for the people, that is the disciple, as they are going into this difficult time during the Holy Week, they needed a good push for them, for their faith. So raising a dead person after 4 days being in the tomb, it was a very a strong miracle indicating to the divinity of the Lord Jesus Christ to sustain their faith. And also it helped many people to believe in him, as it is mentioned that is many of the Jews who came to comfort Mary and Martha, and they believed in him. Not only that, but also many others who heard about, they came to see Lazarus, and to when they saw him alive, they believed. That's why the Jews not only decided to get rid of the Lord, to kill him, but also to kill Lazarus, because it was an indication of this great miracle. But today I want to reflect on one point in this miracle about God's love. Because we, during this time of the year, the Great Lent, the Holy Week, our central theme of it is the love of God. God who came, took our human nature, he fasted for us 40 days and 40 nights, as we repeated during the Great Lent, and then he suffered for us as we follow his suffering. And the, always why he suffered for us voluntarily. Why he died on the cross, he died for us. And he rose from the dead to raise us also from and to liberate us from the slavery of death and sin. It is a great love of God who came to save us. And this miracle, it's showing one aspect of this great love of God to us. Because to reflect on God's love, there are many aspects of it. And the one aspect which we reflect is that is the relationship between God's love and his response to our prayer, our requests. Usually, we feel that is if I ask God for something and he responds to me, then this is show his love. If not, then I start to doubt whether God really loves me or not, maybe something wrong with me or something my understanding of his love now I discover is not a true love for me. So people make a link between what they receive when they request and God's love, which is true for many times, but not always. So in this case, the case of Mary and Martha and Lazarus, God wants to show us that is, he expressed his love, but not giving us what we ask for. And that's why at the beginning of the narrative of the miracle, it was emphasis on this point, that is, about the love of Christ to Mary and Martha to Lazarus. And it mentioned that is when they sent to him, they they asked him to, that is the message which they sent to him, that is, Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick. So to remind him, that is, who is Lazarus for him. And Saint John, he mentioned, he said, now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So it was an emphasis, that is, yes, he loved them. But then after that, so when he heard, can just listen, now Jesus loved Martha, her sister, and Lazarus. So when he heard that he was sick, he stayed 2 more days in the place where he was. Naturally, if you love someone and you hear that this person is sick, you don't stay, you go. You go to see him. But he stayed 2 days more. And what is the outcome of this? He died. He didn't go. And that's why both of Mary and Martha were upset, were shocked. And even when the Lord came at last for them, both of them received them by saying the same things. That's when Mary and Martha, they came, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. So, and that's what Martha said and what Mary said. That is, in other words, you came late. He already died. And, but the Lord showed his love to them, because God's love for us does not mean that is to give us all what we ask for, but to give us what is good for us. Like when you deal with your kids, you don't give your child whatever he or she asks for. Sometimes they say no. And this no does not mean you don't love your child. Maybe the opposite. It is showing your love for your child. The same also with God for us. But then come to the question which we always ask, why? God healed many sick people and they don't ask great things. They just ask him to come to heal him. Why he didn't go? You may say that is, as the Lord said, the sickness is not unto this, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it. But is the reason that is God to let Mary and Martha to suffer for days and to be upset about his coming late in their mind just because of the glory of God? Is God want to be glorified at the expenses of us, or for our suffering? And how is this to express his love for us? And if someone he want to get be glorified and the other to suffer for him to be glorified, is this a kind of love? Of course not. But this, there was a reason behind the delay, or the delay in the mind of Mary and Max, of course. God never comes late, always on time, the due time. But for us, sometimes we think it, he is late. What is the reason for that? Because God does not do things randomly. Or even for test, you might say, may he test their patience. But God does not test us. If he permits something to happen for us, there is a reason for us. And always this reason is for our benefit, not for the benefit of God. So when God asked Adam and Eve not to eat from the tree, it was not a test for their obedience. It was a protection for them from knowing evil. But they didn't understand this, and they trusted or believed of what the devil told them. So what is the reason here? Mary and Martha, they loved God. They loved Christ. They believed in him. They believed in him as the Son of God. They believed him as Christ who came to the world. They believed in his power to heal sick. But they have a problem, which St. John Chrysostom diagnosed it rightly. What was the problem? Which we will see it in the discussion which happened. St. John Chrysostom said, they believed in Christ, but not in the right way. They did not yet certainly know either that he was God and that he did these things by his own power and authority. So for them, there was a confusion about being a son of God and being God. Being able to do miracles by his own power and by his own authority, or not. So Mary and Martha, or at least Martha, she believed in him. She believed in the resurrection. When the Lord told him, your brother will rise, she said, yes, I know he will rise in the last day. And in the resurrection. So she didn't believe that he is able to raise him. But she believed in the resurrection of the dead, as she mentioned. And Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection, and before it, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day. So Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. So what was the answer? And whoever lives, he who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? So what was the answer? She said to him, yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, and who is come into the world. What does it mean? It is appear when the Lord came to the tomb and he asked, take away the stone. Then Martha said, Lord, by this time there is a stench, for he has been dead 4 days. She didn't believe that he will raise him. But she thought maybe he wants that the stone to be taken away just to have the last look on him. And she asked him not to do so, because this will renew their sorrow. And that's why the Lord was very firm with her, saying, did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God? So this was the problem of Martha and Mary. What we call it, the limited faith. The limited faith, and I believe that God can do these things. But if things get worse, then I lose my faith. As if God can heal a sick, but not to raise a dead. And the Lord Jesus Christ, he wanted, because of his love to Mary and Martha, to enlarge, to widen their faith, to give them the right faith. That is, what is impossible with men is possible with God, because with God, nothing impossible. And of course, this miracle led them to understand this, and that's why in the night they make a banquet and Mary washed the feet of the Lord by the fragrant oil and in the evening of the day of raising Lazarus. So we have to trust God's love to us, and we have to be careful in dealing with God. There's a difference between you present your need and you present the solution for the problem you are facing. You present your need, I need, or what I'm facing, and leave for God to choose the right time and the right way. The right time and the right way. At the end, Lazarus was well, healthy, but not through healing a sick, but raising a dead. Not immediately, but after almost 6 days. And they sent him the message, then 2 days later on, he died. You may notice that they did not send to him that is Lazarus is dead. They only said to him, Lazarus is sick. Because they believe that is he can do it, something for a sick, but if a dead person, he will not do anything. So that's why he didn't send him anything. But just they waited. And always focus on this. Don't dictate on God how and when. Yeah, avoid this too. How and when. But put it in the hand of God. And we have the good example of this of Saint Mary. Saint Mary in the wedding of Cana of Galilee, she presented the need, but she's not asked for the solution. She told him they have no wine. And she didn't tell him what to do. And even when the Lord responded that is not his hour yet, she did not insist to act immediately. What does it mean, the people who are in need? But she just told the servant, whatever he says to you, do it. And she waited, trusting that is he will do something. So God's love to us is true, no doubt about it. It's permanent, never change. We change, but not God to change. God, his love is constant, is permanent. We never change his love to us. But we would change. Either we don't feel his love, or there is a barrier between us and him, so we don't see his love. That's what happened with Mary and Max. She didn't understand this, and that was she was angry or upset with the Lord. And always trust that this God's love will bring what is good for you, what is good for us. And many times we don't know what is good for us. Many times we think this is a good thing for us. Like Jonah. Jonah, when he was upset after the repentance of people of Nineveh, he went outside, was very angry, and asked God to take his soul to life. But the Lord, he didn't fulfill his request. But he taught him, and he make a dialogue with him and led him to know what he meant by accepting the people of Nineveh, because his people too. And the same also in our dealing with God in our daily life. We have to trust him, trust his love, trust him he's doing good for us, and be patient. And this is the difficult part. The difficult part is to be patient with God. Because simply, we are in time. God is above time. And because the difference between the relationship between us and God related to time, that's his create the problem. Like one person who is sitting in the first floor, one sitting in the top of a tower of 60 floors. So they are different in how they see things. As you go higher, you can see wider than who are. The same also for us. We are under time. So for us, time is past, present, and future. But God, because he's above time, all time is for him is present. There is no past, there is no future. All present in front of him. So what we see as if is late, for him it is the due time. And he also looked to our life as a whole. We focus on about the present life. But for God, our life is not just from our birth till our death, but it is extended for the eternal life. So sometimes he do something for the future for us, like the child again. When your child want to play and not to study, because he want to live the moment. His moment is to enjoy playing. But you, as mother or father, because you look to the life of a child as a whole, you look to his future. Yes, he can enjoy the moment of playing and not study, but what is affect in his future? But for the child, he does not comprehend this about future. What is the importance of? He just compare between the joy of playing and the hardship of studying. That is his mind. But you look it in different way. The same thing, you can apply the same thing for God. We look to the moment, what is good for this moment for us. But God looks wider, what is good for us as a whole. So for Mary and Martha, the moment is Lazarus to be healed. But for God, or for Christ, he's wider than they have a problem, have to be cured, which is their faith. And when they cure their faith, at the end, they receive their brother in a good health. May our Lord Jesus Christ always to grant us to trust him and trust his love, to whom is glory now and forever. Amen.